совещание. Во-первых, хотелось бы поблагодарить.
Good afternoon. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the ECE for having invited me to take part in this very important event. Unfortunately, our minister, given the current restrictions related to COVID, our minister was unable to take part personally in this very important event. So allow me briefly to convey to you some points about the development of the housing sector and construction sector in our republic. Firstly, allow me to extend our greetings to all of the ministers of the UNECE region who are taking part in this 82nd session of the Committee on Urban Development, Housing and Land Management. As you know, over the last 4 years, Uzbekistan, under the leadership of the President of the Republic, has carried out broad-ranging reforms in order to modernize and develop all spheres of our economy, including looking at urban planning, construction, housing, and land use and management. And here, in 2021, to improve the system of the management of apartment buildings, a special resolution of the President on July 2021 was adopted. And in the context of this resolution or order, an experiment has been decided upon until the 1st of July 2022 to expand the territory of our regions and the city of Tashkent, where there are apartment blocks, to organize an open competition, a tender for the construction of new apartment blocks. And for this, a whole series of conditions have been established, which must be met by July 2022. In particular, we've approved specific requirements that each company must meet, certain standards, and all those who bid must conclude a contract to provide communal services and utility services and so on, and then work to improve the different networks, energy and utilities networks, as well as communication networks, are covered by this resolution. In this same document, we have approved indicators and a map for the new construction of apartment blocks up until 2025. What this means is that the state has created a special ministry, a Ministry of Housing and Community Services. Up until now, we didn't have a separate standalone ministry on this, but this ministry has been created particularly in order to develop in our republic better urban development, housing and land management. And so we have this broad-ranging reform which is underway to liberalize our economy and to update our legislation to liberalize land use, which can allow foreign companies and foreign individuals who are active economically in our republic to, in certain conditions, conduct their activities and their economic activities in the territory of the republic. The ministry of Finance has allocated 60 million som this year in a special fund to work on capital rehabilitation and renovation of the buildings, of the apartment buildings. The Ministry of Housing is paying particular attention to developing international cooperation and to be able to learn from international best practice on urban development, housing and land management. And in this context, the Regional Plan of Action to 2030, which it is planned to adopt, at this session of the committee is of particular importance to us, and the ministry will fully support this document and would look forward to cooperating in all ways possible to implement it within the territory of our republic. Also, I would note that the ECE is playing a very important role to help us achieve the SDGs, in particular SDG 11. And their work, we believe, will facilitate us to develop our policies on urban development, housing and land management throughout the region. And then to conclude, I'll just note that our ministry and our government and our experts will pay particular attention to taking part in events organised by the committee and to take part in its meetings. Thank you very much indeed.